Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn, your host. We're in the last segment of the afternoon. Hope your Thursday is winding up well. We've been talking about the big, brutal bill and the harm that it's going to cause to real people here in Wisconsin. We heard from Ollie in the Northwoods, Mary from Wauwatosa, as well as Ellen from Cedarburg. I've also heard from Cam on the text line, Tom in New Berlin, Andrea in Grafton, all so angry about what's going on. And it really, it doesn't make any sense. Unless you're a billionaire or a 100 millionaire or so, or own a mega corporation, then it makes good sense. Unless you build prisons or make money off of incarcerating people, then it probably makes sense. And we heard from Jamie, my senior producer, about her family's story, about her mom's struggles, about what's at risk for people. But here's the thing. I really do not know why so many Republicans are supporting this. So many people that live in Republican-controlled states, that live in Republican congressional districts, like here in the state of Wisconsin, are going to be hurt and hurt badly. So it's bad politics. And incredibly, the Senate leader from the Republican Party, Tom Tillis, also knows it. Let's take a listen. Here's Tom Tillis.
The Medicaid cuts are directionally right, but I think very difficult for the states to absorb. And we've just got to figure out a way to achieve what we're trying to do, bend the curve.
But right now, this could have a big negative impact on North Carolina, the Medicaid cuts.
I think current estimates are about $38 billion over 10 years. That's a big impact.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody believes that the current text is final, so I don't believe anybody would vote for it in its current form. We've got a lot of things that we're working on.
Got a lot of things that we're working on, like cutting Medicaid. I mean, apparently Republican senators got together and talked about the cuts that will happen in Republican-controlled states, like Virginia, $25 billion, North Carolina, $39 billion, South Carolina, $20 billion, Louisiana, $20 billion, Kentucky, $12 million, Tennessee. Excuse me, I keep saying million. It's billion, B, billion. South Carolina, $20 billion, Ohio, $8.4 billion, West Virginia, $6.2 billion, Missouri, $6.1 billion, Iowa. You know where Joni Ernst said we're all going to die? Yeah, to the tune of $4.1 billion less. It doesn't make any sense. So why are we here? Why is this happening? It's happening because Congress, Republicans in Congress, no longer have any spine at all. It's not a Republican Party anymore, and they're not even Republicans. It's just MAGA. And Donald Trump wants more tax cuts for the ultra-wealthy and mega corporations. The Fox News poll, just over this past week, 59% of Americans oppose the big, brutal bill. Only 38 support it. This is bad politics. It's bad for Americans. So why are we going on this death march together for the murder bill? I just don't get it. Because the Republican Party has lost its way and wants to appease the dear leader? To what end? They're going to lose their seats, and they damn well should. And by the way, the Supreme Court dropped a decision earlier today that is going to make it even harder for poor people to access health care through Medicaid. The Supreme Court has decided that states can, for whatever mealy-mouthed, willy-nilly reasons they want, because they don't like the politics of a particular healthcare provider, even though that they are a qualified and licensed provider under Medicaid, the state can just decide, yeah, that provider is no good here in the state, and shut providers down, in effect, because that provider will be ineligible to serve patients who have their health care through Medicaid. Can you imagine the impacts in rural areas where there's already healthcare deserts, where there's already too few hospitals, where there's already too few medical providers? Thank you, Supreme Court. I just want to say this in this moment. The elites have failed. Harvard is doing its best, but Columbia bent a knee. Jeff Bezos used to stick up to Donald Trump in the first administration, but he's bent a knee. Meta used to have content moderation, and then Mark Zuckerberg decided that his pocketbook was more important than American lives. The wealthiest among us, the tech bros and oligarchs and Wall Street and elite universities and elite law firms, have all been bending a knee to Donald Trump. And Congress has, and the Supreme Court has. But do you know who hasn't? Who hasn't bent a knee? Who will have to stand up and do the hardest work imaginable? That's me and you. That's the 75 million Americans that voted for Kamala Harris, even if they didn't particularly think she was the best candidate of all time. But it's also going to come down to the people that stayed home in November, because they're going to get hurt too. It's up to Republicans and conservatives of good faith. It's up to us now. Don't look anywhere else but inward to you to stand up for what is right. That's going to do it for me. And folks, you got Jim Santel tomorrow hosting for me. He's going to break down all this action from the Supreme Court this week and the weird Donald Trump lawsuit. He's suing all the federal judges in Maryland. Weird. Jim will discuss. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it's always better when we stand together.